When we refer to the unhoused, we usually mean people. Their pets are overlooked. In Southern California, though, one veterinarian has given free medical care for the cherished companions of the homeless for years. Gloria Hillard reports.
Few outsiders breach the invisible boundaries of Los Angeles' Skid Row. Its residents emerge from behind blue tarps, cardboard, and scavenged materials. It is real estate marked by suffering, addiction, illness, and a simmering rage. It is where veterinarian Dr. Quan Stewart can often be found. He's looking for animals that need his help. One appears within minutes. A smiling pit bull mix and his owner, a woman with a worried look on her face. The tall man in blue scrubs bends down eye level with the dog.
Who's this?
Natasha.
Natasha?
Uh-huh.
She's a beautiful dog. Yeah.
The older woman nods in agreement as Stewart takes the stethoscope from around his neck and gently holds the animal.
You good girl, let me take a listen, okay?
Stewart treats the dog for a mild ear infection and tells Lisa he'll check on both of them in a week. Many of the homeless here won't give their last names. They want to protect their privacy, their identity, of which they have little left. But Lisa is willing to say what Natasha means to her.
Everything. Everything. She needs me. And she's important. She's my priority piece.
I realize how vital these pets are to these people. And I see the relationship, I see the need, and the one small area I can help is provide a resource they have trouble getting.
It was his time as a veterinarian at a high kill shelter that brought Stewart to this work.
I said, I can't go into work. I couldn't go into work and euthanize another dog in the shelter.
One day, he stopped to talk to a homeless man with a sick dog. After treating the animal, he returned a week later.
The man was forever grateful, and he just said with tears in his eyes, thanks for not ignoring me.
Stewart has been walking these streets for 6 years. Someone points down the street. Hercules, a short and sturdy dog with a new harness, is having trouble walking. His owner, a young man leaning against a chain-link fence, says the dog was hit by a car.
That mean the world to me. A nice dog. I love him.
He watches closely as Stewart examines the dog's hind leg.
His knee is swollen. I'm hoping he just sprained it. What I'd like to do is get him in for an x-ray, though.
Stewart recently gave up his practice at a clinic and established a nonprofit called Project Street Vet to help pay for this care.
Do you guys, you know of anybody nearby that has a pet?
Down the street is a noticeably clean tent, a sign that its owner has not been here long. Holding a small black kitten with a green halter is Anna, a young woman with green streaks in her shoulder-length hair.
He was homeless too, so we're just being homeless together. So.
She tells the veterinarian she's been doing her best to take care of the kitten she named Cole.
You're doing a good job. He looks good.
The 27-year-old grins and hugs the small creature to her chest.
He is the only thing that keeps us sane.
Words Dr. Quan Stewart has heard many times. These beloved companions are a lifeline for those who call Skid Row home. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard in Los Angeles.